This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. Officials in western Germany say heavy rain and severe flooding have killed at least 80 people, while more than 1,000 people are missing. A German weather service spokesman told CNN some areas have not seen this much rainfall in 100 years. Recent storms across the western Europe area made rivers and reservoirs burst their banks, triggering flash flooding. Rescue operations were hampered by the fact that phone and internet connections were down in part of the region. Officials say the flooding also disrupted rail lines and shipping on the Rhine River. German Chancellor Angela Merkel, here in the U.S. for meetings with President Joe Biden, said in a statement Thursday she was shocked by the extent of the damage and the loss of life and expressed her sympathies to the families of those killed or missing. The Australian state of New South Wales reported 97 new coronavirus cases today. Australia battling growing COVID-19 clusters, which has seen the country's two largest cities, Sydney and Melbourne, locked down. Sydney and surrounding communities in New South Wales entering their fourth week in lockdown as the state tries to stop the spread of the virus. New South Wales Premier pleaded with people to really, really make sure that they stay at home unless they absolutely have to leave. Australia has been relatively successful in containing COVID-19 clusters, and there have only been 912 deaths reported so far. But Australia's vaccine rollout has been slow, which experts say has left the population particularly vulnerable to the Delta variant. For more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News.